Okay. We're now holding a Hey Adar, March 4th, I think. And Thursday night, we're going to be discussing Beitza Daf Chaf Aleph. And we're going to be discussing, actually, a little bit of a topic of giving food to Goyim, or preparing food to Goyim, or non-Jews, on Yontif. So, we're going to start from the bottom of Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, the Braisa that's quoted. And the Braisa says the following. So when the Torah was written with a lot of ambiguous words for obvious reasons to help us make drushes and to understand things into the psukim. This is the Heter Ochel Nefesh, which says that whatever will be eaten for every person, that in itself can be done for you. So the Gemara says, Mimashma Shenemar L'chol Nefesh. The fact that it says for every single person or every live being, I would think that includes also that a person, there's a heter ochel nefesh to prepare for animals too. Kenyan shenemar, as it says also, makay nefesh behema yishalmena. That one strikes, the kills an animal, he's got to pay for it too. Tamur lomar lachem. So what does this extra lachem tell you? Lachem velo leklovim, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you can't prepare food. There's no heter ochel nefesh to cook for your dog. And Mefarshim say it's not only your dog, but Nahalach also says, but it's also any type of pet, animals.
Yeah, it's interesting because don't we have lechem for Sukkot as well? Are we drashing out a different drasha for lechem?
That's got to be yours, right?
Right. So it's, I mean, it means you can't steal it.
Right,
so
you can't steal it. It's got to be yours. You can't borrow
right,
it.
Right. So it's interesting that depending on where lechem falls out in a pasuk, right, that they're going to
in the context,
different
in the context, absolutely, right.
So I'm wondering if anyone has put together all the different darshanios that you can get from Lechem.
It might be some encyclopedic works
about
that.
It's just kind of interesting.
We'll
that
get them
why,
for the shul.
Yeah. it's just kind of interesting that Lechem for circus means that, and Lechem over here means something else.
Right?
Yeah.
Yosef for the Omer also, it's Fartim Lechem.
Right.
Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Omer takes his Lechem a little bit differently. Rekiva says, "Afilu nefesh behema mashma." No, lachem includes also your animals. Im kein ma tomo lomer lachem. What does it tell you, lachem? So lachem v'lo la'ovdei kochavim. So for you, but you can't. There's no heterochel nefesh to cook exclusively for a non-Jew. And the Gemara continues, "Umara isa l'rabos es haklavim olahotzi es ovdei hakochavim." So why does the Torah, according to Rabbi Akiva, include animals and exclude non-Jews? So Rabbi Akiva says, "Mar bani es haklavim shemizon oson alecha." I include animals where you're obligated to support them, or you have to support them. You have the responsibility of supporting them. Again, we're talking about your animals. And umotzenius ovdei kochavim she'en mezonos analecha. I exclude non-Jews that I'm not really obligated to support non-Jews in terms of, you know, giving them food. You know, obviously a non-Jew asks you for charity, you could, but in terms of, you know, in your household, you don't really have non-Jews in your household, but that's really what's going to come up right now, is because what happens if you do have non-Jews in your household? I.e. you have servants, maids, or domesticated help, or let's say you have an elderly family, member, and they have an aide who lives with them, something like that. That's the question which is going to come up. But in order to address that question, we come up with another opinion which is based on a case which appeared previously earlier. Earlier in the Gemara, it brings down the case of the Bnei Baga. The Bnei Baga were people who lived in the south, that there was a certain tax that the non-Jewish government placed on them, and that they had to break bread for their soldiers. And they asked the question, could they do it on Yontif? And they said, so Rav Huna said that as long as you have a little bit of that you can give to a child, and presumably the reason why you give to a child and not to an adult is because they're not going to be makpid on a child, they'd be makpid on an adult, but really what's saying is that if you can take some from the stuff that you're baking, so then you can go ahead and bake it for the non-Jews also. Comes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rashi says, is pliga the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mizamen es anachri b'shabbos, ve mizamen es anachri b'yontif. You could invite a non-Jew to come to your house for a Shabbos Suda, but you can't invite a non-Jew. What's the reason? Because we're concerned that he might go and cook extra for the non-Jew. And being the fact that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that there's no heter ochel nefesh for a non-Jew, so we're afraid you're going to go ahead and do this. Now this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is analyzed by the Rishonim, and this will come up into play the topic, the idea of you know, an aide, let's say, who's living in your house at that particular point, are you allowed to cook for them or not? So I'm just going to read you from the Rosh. The Rosh brought down in Siman Yadalad addresses this and makes the following diuk in the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Rosh says, "V'im nishlach shaliach nachal Yisrael b'yantif." Let's say Reuven wanted to send over a gift to Shimon on Yantif, or give him something that he's allowed to, assuming that that's one of the permitted gifts, which at the end of the first parak, let's say food, something which is prepared. And what happens is, then he brings a non-Jewish messenger, and he comes into your house, and you want to give him something to eat. The guy is, you know, Shavuos, he's Shvitzing, you want to give him something to eat. So we say, Mutr la'achilo b'yantif, you're allowed to actually, according to the Rosh, give this non-Jew food. Well, wait a second, we said before, there is no heter rochel nefesh, and Rishu ben Levi said, well, we're afraid Shema Yarbe. Furthermore, the Rosh continues on, v'chein no'agim ba'ashkenaz, in the Alter Heim, in Ashkenaz in Germany, this is what they used to do. She'yesh lehem avadim u'shvachos nachrim. They had non-Jewish help in the house, and that's what they used to do. So why is that allowed? So here's the diuk the Rosh makes. To lo aser of Yeshua ben Levi, ela lezamin es ha-nachri shehu chafetz bikaro. Because Rabbi Yeshua said the Isser is lo yarbe, that you're going to increase and stuff and make extra food. So what type of a non-Jew are we talking about? We're talking about a type of a non-Jew that you want to impress. Somebody that you want to go ahead and show extra appreciation. So v'chayish, and therefore, shema yevashel kedera levada. We're afraid you might cook his own separate pot. Shalohay mevashel ba im lo bishvil hanachri. And that he would only cook it. He wouldn't have cooked it had he not had the nachri come. D'imlo hirba b'nach b'shvil ha-nachri, el b'kedeira shehu mevashel ba. But if you're going to be making a big pot of soup or making a big piece of meat or a lot of chicken or the one shot, and if you happen to have, you know, you want to give that nachri a little bit extra food. So we say, leka cheshash yisr, there is no problem. V'haleka l'meichash be'avadim b'v'shvachos shebeveis yisro. So we're not going to go and worry about this because, again, the whole concern of Shema Yarbe, the way the Rosh is explaining it, is because we're afraid that we want to make sure that, you know, you're going to try to impress the non-Jew. Well, you're not trying to impress a shaliach, a messenger,
right.
And you're not trying to impress, you know, an aide or a domestic help that lives in your house. So therefore, in that situation, according to the Rosh, it's totally allowed. And in fact, listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's saying, Mevashlim etzorach kusim biyantif. Like we said before, you can't cook for the purpose of non-Jews. Lefichach asur lahazmino. Therefore, you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to your house. And the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't even matter, per se, that whether, even if you have food already prepared, because we're afraid that, you know what, you bring the guest in, you might want to make something extra for him. So you can't do this. Shema yarbe bishvilo. But it says Vidafka Lahazmino, but it's only if, however, you know, the non-Jew is invited to your house. But the Ramah says, Avalishloach lo leveso ayade kusi shari, but you know, if you want to send to somebody else and you use a non-Jewish messenger and feed him, that's fine also. And what happens is, this is what the Shulchan Aruch continues, Aval Avdo Vishivchaso, Vichin Shaliach Shinishtalachlo. Okay, but an Eved and a Shivcha, and also as a messenger that was sent to you, the Chen Kusi Shaba Me'elav, or a non-Jew that happens to show up on your door. Okay, 2017, it's a little bit different. You know, non-Jew knocks on your door and says, I want a meal. You might not open the door, but not necessarily because of Hilchos Yontif, but because of Hilchos safety. But anyways, right, the Chen Kusi Shaba Me'elav, Mutr La'achilo Imo, V'lo Chayshinan Shemayar Be'Bishvilo. Now the Ramah happens to disagree with this part, and the Ramah says, "Umutr laharbos bishvil avdo v'shivchaso, ba'osa kedera shemivashul bayatzmo." The Ramah says that you're only allowed to do it is if, number one, it's your eved or shivcha, and number two, it's in the same pot. Aval lishar kusim b'chol inyan osir. But if it comes to any other non-Jews, it's going to be osir because, again, we're afraid that. But the same thing, we're afraid that a person might want to go ahead and give more.
Okay, so in other words, we're talking about a case. Let's say you have the mayor, you're making a party. The mayor comes, so we're afraid that you're going to make a separate pot just for the mayor with meat inside there. So right. We're saying that's not allowed.
Because there's no heterochal nefesh for a non-Jew.
But however, why can't we say also, well then, just like the concept of ne'er le'ach and ne'er le'me'ah, right? Why can't we say that, no, maybe there's going to be people coming and they're also going, they might eat, quote unquote, from the leftovers.
So the whole shayla is, the shayla is as far as the mayor is concerned. That's the issue. Because the shayla with the mayor is that we're afraid that the mayor might go ahead and you're going to go ahead and prepare for him. The issue is, somebody who you're not worried about mechabe, that's somebody who would be a little bit different. Okay? Mr. Brewer, just want to add one more little thing there. So the Mr. Brewer says this whole shayla that we have, that's only as far as food is concerned.
Right.
Meaning stew, meat, and stuff like that. But when it comes to pas, when it comes to actually baking bread or cake and something individual, that's not allowed. Because, we're thinking about in terms of making an individual loaf or individual roll or something like that, that involves a special tircha, trouble in terms of a special effort to make that. So as far as that's concerned, whatever heterim that they have, let's say for a non-Jew, going to hold like the machaber who says you can come in,
right?
Okay, a walk-in's going to only work for food, but a walk-in's not going to work for pas.